Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Greg Berhalter. You're listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN 97.5.
Quintero. Soren. Quintero. Oh, I thought he was going to hit it first time. He'll hit it second time and score. Darwin Quintero. You can shoot whatever you want. The scientist of goals is coming to fruition here tonight. 58th minute. Quintero has put the Dynamo up 4-2.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Our next segment with the head coach of the Houston Dynamo, Tab Ramos, comes to you via John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They are our presenting sponsors of this show. They help get this on the radio. So for you out there listening, these sponsors get Soccer Talk on the radio. So we thank them very much, John and his firm, 713-322-HURT. They are bilingual. They'll work for you 24/7 nights and weekends. And with that, we bring in the coach of the Houston Dynamo, Tab Ramos. Tab, thank you very much for coming on the program tonight.
Thank you for having me on, Glenn.
Well, as always, this is a nice time to talk about the Sporting Kansas City game. I know you're kind of putting that in the rearview mirror, but this was quite the complete performance for you.
It was, you know, as I've mentioned before in post-game interviews, I felt that our team was just getting better. I felt like, you know, the goals were coming and the good performances were coming. And I think hopefully this is the beginning of us really becoming a team here and doing the things that we think we're capable of doing.
Tab, of course, we're all going to get drawn to the great goals and the approach play and all the things that were so wonderful. Four different goal scorers, four guys with assists as well. What were some of the things that maybe aren't as evident that you were very happy with as a coach?
Well, I was happy that, you know, as I've said from day one here, you know, the first time we want to change our approach to games on the road because we know that has been difficult for this club in the past. And I think that, you know, the first time we had to go out to Kansas City, you know, although the result wasn't there, I think the demeanor of the team and the approach to the game was what we wanted. We came out, you know, forward and trying to win the game. And I think, you know, we did it again this time. You know, we went to, again, you know, a difficult Kansas City environment, a place where they don't lose too many games. And again, you know, we went from the first minute to try to win the game. And what I really liked about it was the fact that, you know, we didn't win the game by just kicking the ball out of bounds for the last 15 minutes. And by putting, you know, 8 guys inside our box, I think we did it in a different way. We kept the ball. We were able to create more opportunities rather than less. We were able to take advantage of the space that Kansas City was leaving behind. And so we did a lot of the things that we want to do. And that, you know, of course, that doesn't say that, you know, every single game we're going to win moving forward is going to be exactly like that, because there will be the games where we're going to struggle to win the game. But I think this was a good performance and a good one to build upon for the future.
Yeah, you beat me to it. It was a very professional way to finish the game. And I felt that you must be very excited about that, because I don't think we've seen a Dynamo team manage a game like that in quite some time. We're talking to Tab Ramos, the coach of the Houston Dynamo. Let's talk a little bit about Minnesota United. This is a team that's frustrated. Coaches called some of the players out for the effort in the last game. In the second half, they had a better performance against FC Dallas. Is this a bit of a dangerous animal tomorrow night?
I think it is. I think it is. And I mentioned that to the team, because here is Minnesota, where after 2 games into the season, they felt like, hey, we're contenders for this whole thing. And now they find themselves, after this latest loss, they find themselves in a situation where if they were to lose to us tomorrow, now they're in a fight for a playoff spot, just like us. You know, we're in the same spot. And I think that's some credit to us on climbing back. But then, you know, on their side, they also have to be looking at the fact that they've fallen behind a little bit and they got some work to do. So no question that tomorrow is a very important game. You know, you look at the fact that, you know, if we win tomorrow, we're 1 point behind Minnesota. You know, and if we don't win the game, we're a lot more points behind, and that could make a difference for the way we're set up for the rest of the season.
Tab, a lot of people pointed the fact out that, you know, you right away set the bar and reset the bar for the next game and said, look, we've only won one game. I saw Darwin Quintero say the same thing that, you know, hey, it was a great win against Sporting, but we got to look to the next game. Do you not get the full value out of the Sporting win unless you kind of tag it with a win tomorrow night?
Yeah, of course, you know, but this is the world we live in. I mean, it's just one game. It's just one game. It's good to get it out of the way. It's good to get it out of the way, mostly because we were starting to make a thing out of, you know, me getting a first win. So, which I really don't matter at all. So, you know, so it's good that that's out of the way. I think it's good to hear that from a player like Darwin, because one of the things that we've tried to do this year is eliminate, you know, we notice that coming in here, we're a little bit of a team that had an easy time putting the heads down when something didn't go right. And I think we're trying to change the mindset. We're trying to talk about things like, hey, you know, if we come out in a game and we give up a goal, who cares? We have so much time to get three goals, to get four goals. And that's the way I want us to think. And I think, you know, when you hear something like that coming out of Darwin, it means that, you know, he's in this thing. He's focused about what we need to do to move forward, and he can be part of the leadership group that takes us there.
Tab Ramos joining us, Dynamo coach. Listen, one thing that has been wonderful is you've kind of reset the bar. Have you had to kind of really work on changing this culture and taking it up a notch? Because you are the coach. You are the leader of this team. You're showing tremendous leadership. And I think people are reacting to it, but because you're setting the bar higher now. Did you notice players that needed a change of culture when you first got here?
You know, a little bit, you know, and I think I give the players credit because at the end of the day, like I mentioned to you, I think a couple of shows past, you know, it's really about the players allowing me to do what I do. It's not so much about what I do, but it's about them understanding and being open to changing their minds a little bit and to trusting me a little bit and to allowing me to fight with them through this process. And I think they've done that, you know, and now, you know, we got the first win out of the way. Now, having said that, we've played seven games. We've only lost two of them. So it's not like we're an easy out for anybody right now. Right now, we're a dangerous team for anybody. And so I think we like being in that spot. But now we have two home games this week. Obviously, you want to focus on one at a time. But these two home games, if we take care of these home games, we put ourselves in a real good situation.
Tab, there was a great moment, though. This is an emotional game. This has been your entire life as a player, as a coach. There was a great shot at the end of the game with you and your staff and big smiles, and there was a sense of a relief. I mean, I know you were making a joke about it. It was about Tab getting his first win. But it was a great moment with you and your staff that to me, said a lot.
Yeah, you know, I'm really happy for the staff because they, you know, obviously they trust me, and we all trust each other in what we do. And I think getting the win, you know, sort of gives us wings to keep going with all the work that we do. You know, I have a great staff that works really hard, and I'm glad we got the win because that just allows us to keep going and keep working hard.
All right. How about an update on the new signings, Wilfried Zahibo and Ariel Lassiter? Obviously, I think they've been in training, and then maybe you can let us know when they're available.
Yeah, I mean, they're available for tomorrow. And so we'll have them on our 20-man list for tomorrow. So there's a real good possibility that both will play. They both come from sort of a different place. Obviously, Wilfried is used to the league and has been playing in the league and played for New England. I think he started in their last game in the Orlando tournament. So he's been playing. He's adapting to the heat. To be honest, it hasn't been easy for him. You know, he's only had at this point. Only three training sessions with us, so it has that has not been easy. And then Ari has been obviously in a different league. Although he's played here before, he's played in a different league, but he's done a real good preseason. And I think he's at a good fitness level, and I think he can help us right away. Obviously, I think over the next couple of weeks, as they adapt to the team, we'll be able to use them more. But I had a meeting with them yesterday for about 45 minutes, explaining, you know, our team principles and what we do and what we're about and all that stuff. And I think they're at a good point to start to contribute.
Dynamo coach Tab Ramos joining us here tonight, courtesy of John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. If I lead you into some of the discussion we've had before, where you basically said we have two teams here, you got four games in 11 days. That's not easy. Looking out right now, do you say in your mind, you know, it's likely we're going to have to give some people a break?
No question. Especially when you get to play, you know, two games in a week in Houston and in the type of heat that we play in. Of course, we've adapted to it and we're used to it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it is a human body that has to go through, you know, a rigorous 90 minutes in the heat. And that's not easy to turn around 3-4 days later and do it again for anyone. And so it is likely that we'll be extending our roster and using a lot of the players that we have. But I'm really looking forward to it because I really like to see what everybody can do, you know, in the games, not just in practice.
How about just giving us an update on Mauro Manotas and Albert Elise injury-wise?
Yeah, so Mauro is progressing well. You know, I think, you know, we're looking at, you know, today he didn't practice fully with the team, so it's highly doubtful that tomorrow we'll have him on the list and that he will be part of the group. Albert has come along a little bit faster. So he's already on the list for tomorrow. So we should have him available to play. But he's only had one practice with us over the last 4 or 5 days. So we have to take that into consideration. So that's where those two guys are.
All right. We've seen a player in the Serie B or the Primera B down in Argentina linked to the Dynamo, Mateo Bajamic, if I'm saying that correctly. Can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah, Mateo is a player that we've been following as we've followed a bunch of players over the last since I got here, you know, in November of last year. And Mateo is one that we've liked a lot. You know, he's a winger who can take guys on 1v1. You know, he's a young player, so one that could potentially develop into something greater than where he is today. So that is interesting for our future. So he's definitely one that we like in terms of where we are with that. You know, I think he's one of those players that's likely getting offers from a lot of different places, and we're probably just another club who likes him.
Tab, last one before we let you go. You know, it was an open game against Sporting Kansas City. You and your good friend and former teammate Peter Vermees, buttonheads. Probably won't get the same from Minnesota. What will the different challenges be for the Dynamo in this game on Wednesday night?
I think the challenges will be, you know, the same challenges that we've had both home games that we've had so far. You know, if we go all the way back to the LA Galaxy game, obviously the Galaxy is a great team. They had their chances. They scored an amazing goal on the counter that Pavon scored. But at the end of the day, we held possession and dominated the game, but couldn't create enough scoring opportunities. I think in the Dallas game that we had last week, you know, again, you know, we had all the possession. We limited Dallas to very little throughout the game, but yet we couldn't get a goal. And I think, you know, our challenge tomorrow night, it is likely that we'll have a little bit of a tough time breaking down the Minnesota defense. And at the same time, we have to be aware that on the counter, they're a good team. They have good pieces. They have speed. They have good players. And so Minnesota will be quite a tough task for us tomorrow.
Tab, we wish you the best of luck. And as always, we thank you so much for coming on the show and being so open with the fan base and the listeners.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Tab. That's Tab Ramos, brought to us by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.